Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
There is a comic that no one's heard of who just had something fantastic happen to her when she was doing a set at a club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. She is becoming internet famous, and even more so now because while she was on stage doing her set at this comedy club, she was wrapping it up, and she says, "So, if anybody has any questions for the comic, I would love to do a little Q&A with you." Now, I haven't really heard of that on too many comedy sets, but that's what this lady wanted to do. Her name is Ariel Elias. And then some chick who was in the crowd said, "Did you vote for Donald Trump?" or something like that. And that's where it got weird. As you can see, a little spoiler alert. Heckler throws beer can at comedian. So let's kind of unpack this.
What's your question?
Did you vote for Donald Trump?
Did I vote for Donald Trump? What do you think?
No.
Okay. Here's a question for you. Why would you ask me that in here, knowing I'm the only Jew in this room?
All right, that's funny. Now, at this point, chick who said, "Yeah, did you vote for Donald Trump?" she should then say, "Yeah, touche," or whatever. Just cut and run. I mean, come on. And besides, this is a comedy show. Why are you even asking that in the first fucking place?
Are you trying to get me killed? If it makes you feel any better, I vote in New York. My vote doesn't matter there. It doesn't matter here either. Guys, everybody vote for whoever you want to vote. I don't care who you voted for. I'm just happy we're all here together.
All right, great.
Biden.
Okay, now people are getting annoyed with this chick. So you voted for Biden, chick says.
I don't know. Why does it matter?
Yeah,
so what? Why does it matter?
I can just tell by your jokes you voted for Biden.
Why are we talking?
And now people are getting annoyed with her some more.
I can tell by the fact that you're still talking when nobody wants you to that you voted for Trump.
No, that's great. This chick will not let up, though. The chick in the crowd, I can tell that... you're talking and no one wants you to, that you voted for Trump is a funny joke. So this chick's pretty fast on her feet.
I can tell by the fact that you're still talking when nobody wants you to, that you voted for Trump.
Don't her
to stop. So the chick says, "No one was telling me to shut up." And now this chick says, "Make some noise if you want her to shut up."
But I did ask if anybody had any questions. I didn't think it was going to be... That's on me. That was on me for thinking I could have a human interaction with somebody. That's my fault. No, look, I'm such an insecure person. Here, I'll tell you the rest of that bit, and then we'll move on. I'm so insecure, I went and got an IUD.
All right, now that bitch threw a fucking can of beer at her. Missed her, but hit the wall behind the chick. Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, "You're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this." And you go, "Oh, yeah." And then, like, you get the bill. And you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, I'm never coming out with these people ever again.
And then she drinks what's left of the beer that was thrown at her. Holy shit. Oh my God. Well, things have broken very well for Ariel Elias.
Trump, what do you think?
Okay. When shit like this goes viral, then good things happen. Because now Jimmy Kimmel is booking her. Jimmy Kimmel looks to book Ariel Elias after comedian goes viral for chugging a beer thrown by heckler. After Ariel Elias garnered online attention for a video of her handling a heckler during a stand-up set, Jimmy Kimmel looking to book, spokesperson for ABC, says, yeah, we're trying to get in touch with her, trying to make it work on the schedules. Elias faced down the situation during the show Saturday evening in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey. The people in question were identified as Lisa and Kate. Some of that is true. During a stretch of the set in which he opened the stage up for a Q&A when this all happened. Wow. That is awesome. I'm glad that that's happening for her. You know, I mean, she's a comic. Who gives a shit if she's making jokes about Trump? Fucking read the room, you idiot. So what? My God, people are assholes. Absolutely ridiculous. Shit, what a crazy bitch. Chris says that was not an empty beer either. Yeah, that would have hurt if it hit her. Tyler says people who are that into politics need to stick their heads underwater and take a deep breath.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.